Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Thomas, please?
This is him.
Oh, wonderful. Hi, Thomas. My name is Carson, and guess what? I'm going to be your waiter for the big night tonight.
Oh, hey. Great. So do you get the details, or you need me to go over this with you?
Yes, I did. I talked to my boss, Paul, who I think you've been speaking to, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me all about your plan to pop the question, and I want you to know that I take this very seriously, and I could not be more honored to be trusted with this special event.
Yeah, well, great. Yeah, Paul, I didn't really choose you. Paul just said that you had been working there the longest, so I thought you'd be the most experienced.
Well, either way, thank you for entrusting me, sir.
Sure. So let's get to the plan here so we're on the same page. Okay?
That sounds great to me. I've got my notes in front of me, so let's just make sure that everything matches up.
Okay, so I just want you to know, like, I'm kind of nervous about this. You know, I want this to
So you
go
like
right.
You like a massage before?
No, that's not. We're just coming for dinner, and
right. I'm just saying because you know that calms my nerves. So when you guys get there, you could leave to go to the bathroom, and I could give you a massage real quick, kind of just a 10-minute one, if that would help.
No. Here's the plan. So when
you don't have to get naked or anything, it's just a over the clothes kind of shoulder massage.
No, that's definitely not going to happen. We're just going to come for dinner, and as soon as we come in,
mm-hmm.
once we're seated, that's when I want you guys to come out with a dozen
six white lilies.
A dozen red roses.
I have six white lilies here on my notes.
No. You have a pen. You can cross it out.
Well,
dozen red roses.
Should I really cross that out though? Because six white lilies would be very classy, I think.
That's not her favorite. Her favorite is a dozen red roses. Trust me on this. She's my girlfriend. I know her.
Okay. Sure, I could do that, I guess. I thought we were going to make this a special occasion, but if you want to be pretty pedestrian about it, then sure.
That's what she wants. I know.
Well, is that what she wants or what you want?
No, that's what she wants. Trust me. All right, so moving on. Dozen red roses from there.
Mm-hmm. No lilies. I'll make sure to point it out for you. No lilies.
Yes, please. So after we order the meal, that's when you'll send out the violin player.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about that one, too. I was thinking an accordion would fit the setting better. And, you know, this is a big day for all of us. So I want to make sure that we get the most out of it.
Hey, excuse me. This isn't a big day for all of us. It's just a big day for me and my girlfriend.
Oh, sure. Okay. I'm just the one serving the meal and making sure everything goes off without a hitch. Yeah, no big deal for me.
What's your deal, man? Are you having a bad day or something?
Well,
I'm just trying to go through these pointers with you, and I just want to make sure that everything's right and perfect.
Well, I was having a great day, especially when I found out that I get to be the waiter when you get engaged tonight. And now I'm starting to have kind of a shitty day.
Do I need to talk to Paul about this, about getting another waiter, or are you going to be able to handle this?
I think you can talk to me about it since I'm the one that you've trusted to handle this event.
Yes.
I guess my feelings don't matter.
Yeah, they don't matter in this case at all.
Sure.
And I'd hope that you just drop the attitude.
Okay, got it. I guess I'll take that note down too. No white lilies, violin player, drop the attitude. Sure.
Yeah, drop the attitude.
Okay, it's dropped then. I guess you're
in
charge.
Write it in bold letters.
Uh-huh, okay.
No attitude.
Right.
You know what? I'm having second thoughts about even having this here. Are you ready to move on? Are you ready to handle this?
Look, okay, I'm sorry. I apologize. I lashed out. I want you to have the engagement here. I'm just really excited about it, and I want to do the best possible job. So, yes, I'm ready to move on.
So here's the last thing. You ready for this?
Yes, I am.
Write this down.
All right.
After the meal,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to get down on one knee.
And that's when I yell, surprise.
No, you yelled nothing.
Well, I figured.
Don't say anything. I'm just letting you know that after the meal,
uh-huh.
that's when I get on one knee. That's when you leave me
alone.
That's
when I come in there and I yell, surprise, you're getting engaged.
Nothing.
What?
You don't do anything.
Why?
I want to be alone for this moment. I don't need you to help me.
Okay, well, that's a little bit selfish, don't you think?
Yes, I know. It's my engagement.
Okay. Well, don't you think, if you get down on one knee, she's going to know that you're going to propose. It's better if somebody else comes in and yells surprise.
If I get down on one knee, she knows what's happening. It's not a birthday party.
Oh, you know what? Okay, fine. I don't want to do this.
You know what? That's actually the best news I heard all day, that you're not going to be a part of my engagement.
Well, I am going to be a part of this prank phone call, though, no matter what. You can't stop that. You can't take that from me.
What are you talking about?
Well, it's simple, okay? This is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the morning doing a phone tap on you, and your friend Bill set you up.
Are you kidding me?
No. Your buddy emailed me and told me that you were really nervous about popping the question, and he wanted to mess with you.
Holy crap.
So I think everything's good for tonight. As long as I'm not your waiter, you're probably fine.
You had me scared.
Well, you had me scared with the no white lilies thing. I'm nervous now.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad that that's not true.
Congratulations on your engagement. I hope it goes well.
Oh, thanks, man.
Even though I know it's going to suck.